Yes, and substitute listening for directing and telling. When someone offers you their viewpoint, try responding with, I've never considered that before, thank you, I'll give it some thought. Do the Tao now. Do a meditation today in which you picture yourself as having the same qualities as water. Allow your soft, weak, yielding, fluid self to enter places where you previously were excluded because of your inclination to be solid and hard. Flow softly into the lives of those with whom you feel conflicted. Picture yourself entering their private inner selves, seeing perhaps for the first time what they're experiencing. Keep this image of yourself as gently coursing water and watch how your relationships change. The 79th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, after a bitter quarrel, some resentment remains. What can one do about it? Being content with what you have is always best in the end. Someone must risk returning injury with kindness, or hostility will never turn to goodwill. So the wise always give without expecting gratitude. One with true virtue always seeks a way to give. One who lacks true virtue always seeks a way to get. To the giver comes the fullness of life, to the taker, just an empty hand. Unquote. Living without resentments. In this verse, which has been so helpful to me personally, you're asked to change the way you hold resentments following a difference of opinion or an outright quarrel. Now, what causes annoyance and anger after a dispute? The generic response would be a laundry list that's detailed why the other person was wrong and how illogically and unreasonably they behaved, concluding with something like, I have a right to be upset when my daughter, my mother, my husband, my ex-husband, my boss, whomever, speaks to me that way. But if you're interested in living a Tao-filled life, it's imperative that you reverse this kind of thinking. Resentments don't come from the conduct of the other party in an altercation. No, they survive and thrive because you're unwilling to end that altercation with an offering of kindness, love, and authentic forgiveness. Lao Tzu says, someone must risk returning injury with kindness or hostility will never turn to goodwill. So when all of the yelling, screaming, and threatening words have been expressed, the time for calm has arrived. Remember that no storm lasts forever, and that hidden within are always seeds of tranquility. There is a time for hostility, and there is a time for peace. As the storm of a quarrel subsides, you must find a way to disregard your ego's need to be right. It's time to extend kindness by letting go of your anger. It's over, so offer forgiveness to yourself and the other person and encourage resentment to dissipate. Be the one seeking a way to give in the sense that Lao Tzu describes in this verse rather than the one looking for something to get. I run a large enterprise based on the wisdom found in this profound verse. My company is all about giving, so if there are any disputes about product sales, my assistant knows to let the other party have whatever they desire. If someone can't afford something, I give it away. I allow recordings of my talks and ask nothing in return. I give of my time for photographs, autographs, or anything at all. Unless I have a plane to catch, I'm the last person out of the auditorium, and I'm willing to talk with anyone who makes such a request after one of my talks. It's all about giving, and those who work for me know this and live by these principles. When I asked an outsider to be a part of my speaking tour not long ago, I encountered a man who was a tremendously gifted musician and an entertainer, yet was living in scarcity. Despite his enormous talent, abundance just wasn't flowing into his life. After a few of our speaking dates, I noticed his inclination to be a taker rather than a giver. He consistently looked for ways to make more money on the side, excluding everyone else who was working to provide a service to those who attended the lecture. I had a long discussion with this man about how his profiteering rather than offering was blocking the flow of abundance into his life, and I encouraged him to trust in the wisdom that Lao Tzu provides. The point here is that this was an opportunity for both of us to proceed on the tour without any resentments. Regardless of anyone else's attitude, if you live with true virtue, you'll seek a way to give. This truth completely aligns with the Tao. After all, the creator of life is always giving, never taking. So change the way you think about scarcity and resentment, and begin to truly feel the question, how may I serve? The universe will seem to respond, finally, you got it. You're acting like me. I'll keep that flow coming into your life in ways that will astound and delight you. As Lao Tzu says, quote, to the giver comes the fullness of life, to the taker, just an empty hand. Unquote. Here's what Lao Tzu encourages you to do to make the wisdom of the 79th verse your reality. First, end on love no matter what. Picture yourself at the termination of a quarrel or major dispute. Rather than acting with old patterns of residual anger, revenge, and hurt, visualize offering kindness, love, and forgiveness. Do this right now by sending out these true virtue thoughts to any resentments you're currently carrying. Make this your standard response to any future altercations. I end on love, no matter what. And secondly, practice giving. In the midst of arguments or disagreements, practice giving rather than taking before you exit the fracas. Offer the Tao treasures of real virtues by presenting kindness rather than a put-down, or a sign of respect instead of proving someone else wrong. Giving involves leaving the ego behind. While it wants to win and show its superiority by being contrary and disrespectful, your Tao nature wants to be at peace and live in harmony. You can reduce your quarreling time to almost zero if you practice this procedure. Do the Tao now. Silently recite the following words from the prayer of St. Francis. Quote, "Where there is injury, let me bring pardon." Unquote. Be a giver of forgiveness, as he teaches. Bring love to hate, light to darkness, and pardon to injury. Read these words daily, for they'll help you overcome your ego's demands and know the fullness of life. The 80th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "Imagine a small country with few people. They have weapons and do not employ them. They enjoy the labor of their hands and do not waste time inventing labor-saving machines. They take death seriously and do not travel far. Since they dearly love their homes, they are not interested in travel. Although they have boats and carriages, no one uses them. They are content with healthy food, pleased with useful clothing, satisfied in snug homes, and protective of their way of life. Although they live within sight of their neighbors, and crowing cocks and barking dogs can be heard across the way, they leave each other in peace while they grow old and die." Unquote. Living your own utopia. This second-to-last verse of the Tao Te Ching might have been titled KISS, that is, keep it simple, stupid. Here, Lao Tzu makes a case for an ideal society where conflict isn't a problem, harmonizing with nature is practiced, and weapons may be present but are never used. The ancient Chinese master seems to say that staying close to nature and taking pleasure in the basics of life are more satisfying than pursuing technological equipment and fancy carriages. He advises readers to keep close to the land, work with their hands, and not compete with neighboring villages. While it's clear that the world has changed dramatically over the past 2,500 years,